Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Orla. Most of the third perek has been about bittul, or rather non-bittul of davar chashuv, because a davar chashuv, something that has intrinsic importance, cannot be batel. Rabbi Meir, as we have seen, has a fairly liberal definition, and the Chachamim, as we're about to see, have a much more restrictive definition. So Mishnah Zion continues kind of from the last Mishnah and kind of eases into that what then is a broader statement of the Chacham. Shehayu Rabbi Meir Omer, because the previous Mishnah where we talked about Davar Sheba Minyan being all something that is sold by count as also being a Davar Chashuv, Shehayu Rabbi Meir Omer es Sedar Kol Limonos Mekadesh, that which is normally counted during, you know, sale, when sold that way, is mikdash, makes other things holy if it is holy and falls into a mixture, or makes other things usser if it is usser and it falls into a mixture, because it can't be batel, because it is a davar chashuv. Now, the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim omrim, eino mikdash ela shisha dvarim bilvad. The Chachamim say, no. When we define davar chashuv, it has to be very, very chashuv. In fact, say the Chachamim, there are only six things in the world that we define as a davar chashuv that are never batel. Rabbi Kiva omer shiva. Rabbi Kiva says, wait a minute, there's actually a seventh. Okay, so Rabbi Kiva actually mostly agrees with the Chachamim, but throws in a seventh item. But basically, Rabbi Meir has this big kind of picture of if it's important, like a garment or like a woven thread that is, you know, like a couple inches long, or that is something that is counted individually for sale. Those are davar chashuv according to Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim say no. Only these six, or according to Rabbi Kiva, seven items alone. Those are the only things that are considered davar chashuv. And if they fall into a mixture, if they are usher and fall into a mixture, they can't be batel. So what are these six things? The Elohim. These are they. Number one, egozi perech, nuts from perech. There was a place called perech where they grew, where they had these nuts grow, and these nuts were special. These were like great nuts. Everybody knew the nuts from Perech were to die for, and if you had a Perech nut that fell in to other nuts, and this Perech nut was Usur, so it would not be Batel. Not only that, but even if it fell into other Perech nuts, the Usur one would not be Batel. Number two, Verimone Badan. Pomegranates from Badan. Similar to the nuts from Perech, Badan was famous for its amazing pomegranates. And so a pomegranate from Badan would not be batel. Not only would it, if it was asur and it fell into a mixture, not only would it not be batel among other pomegranates, but it would not be batel even among other Badan pomegranates. Number three, vichavios stumos, sealed jugs of wine. The wine was either sold in sealed jugs or in unsealed jugs, but a whole sealed jug of wine has a certain importance to it. And therefore, it is not batel among other jugs. The chufos tiradin. Chufos tiradin are stalks that grow from the root of the beet. Apparently, there is certain some species of beet that there is a kind of a stalk that grows out of the root rather than out of the beet. Where there's a stalk that grows out of the root, and these are apparently a prized specialty, perhaps because they're rare, I'm not sure. But for whatever reason, the Chachamim say these stalks that grow from the root of the beet are very chashuv and are not batel. The kulsei keruv, and whole heads of cabbage from Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, at the time of the Mishnah, apparently grew really, really good cabbage, big heads of cabbage, and they were very important. And therefore, if you had a head of cabbage that was usser, that might have been, let's say, kilai kerem, and got mixed into other heads of lettuce, other heads of cabbage, even cabbage from Eretz Yisrael, it can't be batel because it is a davar chashuv. And finally, number six, for the chum udalas yivanis, Greek gourd. Greek gourd is not like egozei perech. It's not gourds from Greece. It is a species of gourd that is known as Greek gourd. And Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva adds a seventh, af kikaros shel habayis, homemade loaves of bread. Loaves of homemade bread, he said, are more important. We know that generally loaves of bread are not considered chashuv. We had that a few mishnayos ago. But a homemade loaf of bread has more importance than a baker-baked bread. People are more careful in how it's made. It comes out nicer. Perhaps it tastes better. It's generally considered more important, at least according to Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, it too is a davar chashuv that if it got mixed in with other loaves of bread, even other homemade loaves of bread, it would not be batel. The six examples, or not examples, the six specific things that Chum say are davar chashuv, are some of them grow on trees, and some of them do not grow on trees. And we know that the halachos of Orla only apply to things that grow on trees. Also, the halachos of Kilai HaKerem, things that grow in a vineyard and therefore usser, actually don't apply to things that grow on a tree, only apply to things that don't grow on a tree. And so the Mishnah concludes by saying, Haroi la'orla, orla l'kalei akerem, kalei akerem. Obviously, the Mishnah says, you should understand that this includes things that grow on trees. This list includes things that grow on trees and things that don't grow on trees. And so when we say they're not batel, those things that grow on trees, right, that would be the nuts from Perech, the pomegranates from Badan, and the sealed jugs of wine. Those could potentially be Arla, and so in those cases we're saying that if they are Arla and they fall into a mixture of other similar things, then because they're chashuv, they are not batel, and in fact they make the whole mixture usur mishum Arla. And those, the other things, the ones that are not growing on trees, so the stalks that grow from the beetroot, the heads of cabbage from Eretz Yisrael, and the Greek gourds, those things could potentially be Kalei HaKerem. And those things that could be Kalei HaKerem, so that's the case we're talking about. If they were, in fact, Kalei HaKerem, and they got mixed in with other similar things, or other not similar things, they can never be batel, because they are davar chashuv, and therefore they would not be batel, and not only would not be batel themselves, but they would make the entire mixture also, excuse me, also because of kalei hakerem.